This morning on The Morning Conversation, joined by Angela Chenoweth from the Glide FFA chapter that recently attended the 94th annual Oregon FFA State Convention in Redmond. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's our pleasure. It's really a great experience for us over here at News Radio 1240 KQEN 93.9 FM to get to talk about kids doing exciting and really exciting things and achieving really high goals, and Glide FFA helping to do that. And can you explain just kind of what FFA is for people who might not be familiar?
Absolutely. So FFA is an agricultural leadership organization. In fact, it's one of the largest student leadership organizations across the U.S. With 14,000 members just in Oregon alone. It's an organization for agricultural education students from 7th through 12th grade, and we focus on developing leadership and personal skills and career development and exposing them to all different areas of agriculture and the different industries that we offer in all the areas across the U.S.
So when it comes to the local kids participating, when they're in an organization that has, like you said, 14,000 members and 114 chapters throughout the state, do you find that that opens more doors for kids, more avenues to success?
Absolutely. So the students often come in, and one of the misconceptions that we hear is this is for the farm kids. And what kids are starting to realize is that they have these opportunities to work in all different industries of agriculture, the ones that are both production agriculture, but also the supporting industries of agriculture. And so a lot of our students come in and they get that opportunity to learn about sales and marketing and business management, and all these skills that can apply not just towards agricultural careers today, but in the future as well.
And how does having such a large network of other FFA participants kind of help them reach those goals?
You know, it just provides so many opportunities for them to develop and to see what piques their interest. We get a lot of kids that have opportunities to come in, and they kind of are like, oh, I know what I'm going to do after high school. And then when they're exposed to all the different chapters and the different groups and the different competitions, career and leadership development events, they go and they participate, and then they come back and they're like, Mrs. Chenoweth, I really liked that. And I'm like, yeah, and you were really good at that. What do you think? And it gives them that opportunity to meet people in the industry, to do the actual skills that are being required in those jobs in the industry, and see that they have natural talents for these areas, which then allows them to kind of go into college pursuing those areas.
Now, our local group in Glide, the FFA chapter from Glide, recently went to the Oregon FFA State Convention in Redmond. What was that like?
We did. We had an awesome time over in Redmond. This was the first time in 3 years that we were able to do an in-person convention. And it was great to have that opportunity for the kids to meet other kids across the state, not just on Zoom for once, but actually in-person meeting friend and making friends across the state. They also got the opportunity to meet with alumni and industry professionals. And then we got this great opportunity. We went and we visited the Iron Lorenzen Cattle Ranch, and we went to one of their bull sales, and the kids got to witness some of the commercial side of sales and marketing firsthand. And we even got to tour Boatman Sheep and Goat Ranch, and the kids got to see about high-quality livestock production with the sheep and goat industries and how they are making a niche for themselves in these industries. And it's an experience for them to just gain more knowledge and firsthand experiences that they can come back and apply to their own lives and their own futures.
Now, are some of these experiences that you're talking about, or even this experience of, you know, getting that firsthand experience in these job careers and areas, is that something that a lot of these kids would have access to without FFA?
You know, not really. Some kids would, but the percentage is very, very small. And so when they get to travel with these FFA chapters, you know, as agriculture instructors and educators, we have a lot more of those connections in the industry that we're able to kind of transfer to our students. And they get these opportunities to meet people that they never thought they would get to meet, and learn from them and and make connections that they're able to come back to in 5-6 years later when they're in college again, when they get to intern on that ranch or do something to that effect. And so it's a great opportunity for these kids to get out, meet new people, make connections, and learn and have a blast.
And win awards. Some of your students actually earned some really great achievements that were being recognized at the convention. Can you expand on that?
Yes, we had some amazing opportunities and awards that were given out this year. So this year, we had 4 students that were recognized at the district level that moved on to the state level to compete. Hannah Quimby competed in equine science, and Evelyn Parkhurst competed in diversified agriculture. And then we had Olivia McCurdy, who received her state degree. And we had Jack Mornrich, who won some really high-end awards over at the state convention. Jack actually went on to compete in ag shop skills and mechanics. He also competed in beef production and veterinary science and beef placements. And all of those areas kind of brought him in, and he was able to win the veterinary science state award, meaning that he had the best placement project in the veterinary science industry. And he was also able to go ahead and win the state star in agricultural placement. And so what that means is that in all of the students who have worked in agricultural jobs across the state, he interviewed and he kept track of his skills and knowledge that he learned through those experiences. And then he interviewed at the state convention, keep showing them all of his records over the past 4 or 5 years in the FFA, and he was awarded the top award for that area.
And so taking that kind of accumulative knowledge of, like you said, 4 to 5 years of doing this and expanding on the knowledge that you had the previous year and working within the FFA seems like it really is a stepping stone to getting these kids toward their future.
It really is. These kids have what they call supervised agricultural experience projects, and every kid in ag education has that. And what that means is that the things that they're learning in class, they go home and they apply to career skills and opportunities. And so they're able to go out there and accumulate those hours and accumulate that knowledge and skills over the years and build upon it. And it really does help them to kind of fine-tune the areas that they're looking at studying more and pursuing for college careers and for all of that.
And what about for anybody who might be listening right now, either newly familiar with FFA or who had thought, you know, I would love that, but I don't live on a farm, and maybe that their kids would be interested in something like this. What pathways can they take to get plugged into FFA?
So we have a lot of different pathways. We've got pathways in animal science, plant science, food technology, agribusiness, veterinary science, shop skills or power and technology, all of these different pathways. And really what kids just need to do is get enrolled in an agricultural education class. And the advisors across the Umpqua district are an amazing set of individuals that want to see these students succeed, and they want to provide these opportunities. So I really encourage parents and students to just get into an agricultural education class in one of the high schools and start that pathway, start finding that passion, and you've got the support of advisors behind you that will help.
We're speaking with Angela Chenoweth from the Glide FFA chapter about some of the outstanding kids in the program, but also the trip to that state convention in Redmond. About out of time, is there anything you'd like to leave us with this morning, Angela?
I just thank you so much for your time, and I just would like to say that I feel honored that I'm able to represent this industry and that I get this opportunity to work with these kids because they're the best.
And they have excellent leadership as well to learn from. So thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. You have a wonderful day.
And you as well. That's the Morning Conversation here on News Radio 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN.